Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night show, and it is 3/14/2019. And you know, in Ezekiel, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with buckler shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, that's Iran. Ethiopia, where the plane just went down, the Boeing 737 MAX 8 went down, and you know who's there right now? Macron is already got on his big jet, his Airbus, and went immediately to Ethiopia while they're still grieving to sell them Airbuses instead of the mean old Boeings. And Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, and Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands and many people with them. And Brother Quayle has always talked about Gomer possibly being Germany and France, a combination, a portion of it. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and thy company that are assembled, and unto thee be thou guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations that they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And right at this time, we have Iran doing a drill over the Straits of Hormuz, by the way, a drone drill with live ammunition, a all kind of different drones that they produce. And then this drone attack operation or drill that they're doing is called Pathway to Jerusalem or Pathway to Israel, something like that. So you see, we got Ezekiel 38 and 39. Don't forget that, because that's when, you know, there's a whole lot of dead bodies laying in Israel of all of the Russians, Libyans, all of Gomer, Togarma, all of them that come against Israel. And I tell you what, but verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. In other words, besides all of this I just read you, and I've done this many times, but I'm going to tell you something. I asked the Lord Jesus, Jesus, what do I do? You know, give me a scripture. He says, stay on the ones I've given you, because the people don't get it quite yet. Now, some people do, and they're tired, old hawk. Well, why don't you go and see what Paul says, or go and see what this one says, or that one says? I pay attention to what I'm told by the Lord Jesus to focus on. I am not here as a Sunday go-to-meeting preacher. I am here to do two things: strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and number two, secondarily, to warm the remnant, not the general population, not the Doubting Thomases, not all the people that don't get it. I'm trying to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear, about what may be coming and how to prepare. And here's what the Lord says, verse 10 of Ezekiel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, you see, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, you see, that area that they're talking about right there is the Great Plains and portions of the deserts of the United States.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. I cannot get a break from the little bitty NSA pukes, or whoever's doing it, because I'm going to tell you what. The land of the unwalled villages, that is the United States, that is the Great Plains, of the United States, and some of the upper plains, etc., that 70 million people are now under the gun. I don't know where we got knocked off the box here, but I was getting ready to talk to you about the fact of this weather war, and you know, they even called it a war term, didn't they? A bomb cyclone. Bomb cyclone. Well, let me tell you something, you know. I will say this. You know, we had the old tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, you know, MIMIC. And MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, MIMIC was part two. They stopped showing, you know, they stopped showing the MIMIC from before, all right? And consequently, what I told you was, is they had put a lot more layers of colors and things over the top and made it where you could not readily see what we used to watch in planar kind of situation. But if you go to real-time product view on MIMIC, and you go to the domain, and let's we're just going to check it right now. I'm going to check I'm going to check for this right now. I'm going to go to the West Pacific. Because this is what I saw last night. I saw that you got to watch a little more carefully, and I'll see if it's still there. Because the computer went down, now I'm back looking at it again. Oh, yes, now they're showing some different items. But they're trying to glitch it and make you think that it's a glitch again. Well, you see, they have got some real nice constructs up here that are the ones that are doing the... Oh, I see what they did. Last night, they had little pulses, one coming from off the coast of what I'll tell you would be... probably Russia, and the other coming from China, and they were the ones going in, and now there's a whole other big artifact that's down below that is a huge amount of energy that now shows on this thing, and I'm going to tell you what, this shows it just as plain as you please. Now, let's say what I'm trying to say is this. China, Russia are attacking right now. The war is on, ladies and gentlemen. You're thinking, well, when's the war going to start? You know, well, the war is already on, you see. It is already here. It has already started. Now, people think, well, why did this, that, and the other go? Well, you know, Macron is representing the Rothschild family out of France because the French Rothschilds are running that show at this particular point in time, all right? So he went, as I told you, he's already right there in Ethiopia. Before the funerals even happened, okay, he's right there, and he is selling Airbuses to the Ethiopians. And by the way, the black boxes, which could have been transmitted to the United States for a quick look-see, you know, a few days ago, or asked them to pick it up, they sent them to the French. Well, the French are holding them, and they haven't even run the black box stuff yet until the sales get done. And then the other factor, which I was telling people the other night, was the fact that, do you recall, back when Boeing was in Red China and they wanted to order some planes back then, and they put a wiring bus, in other words, where they run all the wires in the plane, the wiring bus assembly factory in Red China. And then now, of course, Red China has its own line of planes, which they then stole from Boeing ideas and pirated off of that. So Red China could easily be behind any sabotage with Chinese chips. Now you say, well, why did Trump ground them all and all of that? Well, you know what? Because, quite frankly, all of them might have Chinese chips or some hack that's what they're vulnerable to from the Red Chinese, that because of the way we've done business, Boeing showed their skirts and showed them how to build an, 737, or showed them how to build a 747 or whatever Boeing plane it is. Now, there was supposed to be a new reveal, which there was, of a new Boeing plane today. But they didn't publicize it at all because what? Because of the bad press. So then Boeing has lost 20% of its value and all that stock market. Boeing also, you see, makes a whole lot of the things that are for the breakaway technology, anti-gravity, and the different spacecraft and stuff, as does Lockheed Martin and Grumman and others, Northrop and different people, you see. But this weather warfare stuff is coming, and the initial stuff, which I watched last night, was actually better positioned and pointed to show me what was going on. But now if you look down at the big equatorial thing, you see massive amount of energy going from, right to left on your screen, whereas the others, the swirling stuff and the covered up now with white, spray-like effect of the domain of, the Western Pacific, all right? Those are being shown, and those last night were little bullet-like things. Now they're being covered up like it's some kind of anomaly. So consequently, we're on to you again, you son of a buck, you know? And who I talked to last night, probably in talking to them about that, that conversation is always listened to, and they have probably gone into Wisconsin, EDU, and they've done it. So what they're trying to do is to still utilize the stuff, and they thought that we forgot all about them, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and the true CIC, the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus, will put you on the real deal every time if you pay attention to what he directs you to and what he doesn't. But you see, when you pray, people are praying, but then they don't wait for the answer. They don't listen. You can get still at times, at night, you know, and you can pray to the Lord Jesus, all right? Or you can do as Jesus told you to pray the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father who art in heaven, you know. And isn't that interesting that in Kansas City, Kansas, that a woman was sitting in her chair and she heard a big explosion or what she thought was a bomb or explosion going off, and it turned out to be a bullet hitting the side of her house, a stray bullet or what have you. And she looks up, and then the picture, which is a framed and a glass cover over a metallic copy of the Lord's Prayer, and that metallic copy stopped the bullet. And I'm going to tell you what, I took great, great, great hope in that and great wonder and amazement. The Lord's Prayer stopped that bullet from probably hitting or doing possibly something to the lady. But all I'm telling you is you can look at it again and you can see on the Mimic-TPW version 0.2M, and you go to the domain and you can look at it and you can see all the different stuff. And if you pay attention, you watch like you used to watch a long time ago, you can see it all. Now, I will say this to you as well. My old friend, believe at X2, has told me that the Lord has given her that that CERN is being activated and that there's all kinds of stuff that's, you know, portals and things being opened up, and that is true, and that apparently Axe was feeling woozy and a little goofy-headed and that kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you this. All kind of fallen angel technology has been turned on. If you recall, even back a few years ago, where we had the anomaly in the Atlantic, off the coast of Florida, where the GPS was changing. You remember that? Heck, that's 7-8 years ago now. And then at that time, the old Cold War warrior had been listening to certain signals and far signals coming out of the deep there, which is the inside of the triangle there, the Bermuda Triangle. But he found out, and it looked like what they were doing was turning on ancient technology down below. The Antarctic experience and all those kind of things, turning on ancient technologies. And what they're doing is this planet, as Nibiru comes closer, you see, the planet of crossing comes closer. And that, if you read Zechariah Sitchin's books, and you read them and you go back and read the ancient Sumerian stories and clay tablets that Sitchin translates, and you read them from the standpoint of what, as a historical kind of perspective, because the king's list and all of that stuff goes back 200,000 years, ladies and gentlemen. 200,000 years. Naming the names of the kings that came in from the fallen angels, where they were granted the kingdom by the fallen angels. Enlil and all of the people that worked for Anu, the father who was there, Anu, which was, that would be, you know, the head fallen angel or Lucifer himself, you see. So the fact of the matter is here is that they were the half-brothers. And Enki was the half-brother that also was possibly part reptilian. All right? So you get the idea and you start to see all of this. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that technology and in the descriptions of when Anu and his wife came down to visit Enki and Enlil and all of their kids and everybody and clones and all of the people who were the creations of the Fallen Ones with the genetic technology back then, where they created a race of workers and different things such as that. Well, that particular situation is what we got going on now, because we're getting closer to times when things happen. And as the Nibiru gets closer and other things happen in the galaxy and in the solar system, you start to see like a cosmic cue ball or cosmic billiards starting to go down. And you start to see different things happen, and you're also starting to see the possibility that we could go back into a what they would call a Carrington event, you know, a huge mass Carrington event that took place in the 1890s, or as people talk about, and then also in the book that I just read, 48 Hours by William S. Forstin. And if you read his other book, One Second After, William R. Forstin, you would have read about and found out a lot about the stuff that's going on in Venezuela right now, and also the fact that, quite frankly, we're due for that kind of a thing, and then that's being done, I believe, by the U.S. in a coup attempt to put Guaido in. And when I say the U.S., I mean the faction of those, Bolton, that kind of crew, who want to hasten sundown, so to speak, want to hasten the big war, who want to hasten all of the stuff, because most of those people worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and they want chaos. They want Ordo Ab Kael, but they're going to create the chaos for Lucifer first in order to then bring on their order, you see. And they're totalitarian, they're Nazis, they're commies, they're whatever. But first of all, they're Luciferian. And it doesn't make any difference what religion they profess to be, okay? Because who they're really worshiping is Lucifer, all right? And you've seen this, and I've read to you, you know, Albert Pike's letters. It tells you exactly what's happening, and that's what's happening. Now, let me go on about what's going on in the United States as well. So you got all these attacks going on with respect to the weather and all of this. And it is big time, hurting. And just look at all the planes that are down. And then from two ways, from all of the Boeing MAX 8s, MAX 9s, 737s that are down. And then the mistrust. And then you've got all of the snow. Can you imagine 97 mile per hour wind at the Denver airport with driving blizzard going on at the same time and on up into Wyoming and Nebraska and all over the whole area? And wind even here, I'm on the eastern side of Kansas. We've had a lot of 50 mile per hour gusts, but we don't have the cold or the snow. All of that went at a diagonal. And they all show on these weather maps, oh, how the Big Dipper of the Arctic air, they show still the old jet stream coming down, you know, from Oregon or Washington State and dipping down in. That ain't anywhere close to the truth at all, because if you look at the mimic, you see where this really comes from. It comes at an angle and it comes up. And it comes straight across and then, yeah, a little bit comes down, but not much, because what they're doing is they're putting so much energy, they're causing a bomb cyclone. It is the effect of a bomb that's happened, and then that is causing all kind of flooding and massive blizzards and whiteouts and everybody power being knocked out and trees being down once again. I experienced all of that the last round where they shot it straight through here. When I even heard the tunneling lasers, and those are not the ones going through the ground to make a tunnel, but they're the ones that make a tunnel through the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen. So this is all pointing to preparation, is it not? Having your lamps with the lamp oil, having new wicks, okay? Having the flashlights, the batteries, all of the items, the firewood. And I'll tell you what, even my old buddy Crazy Horse out there in the mountains there, I don't know where he's at. Maybe he's not too far from the hoodoos, you know, something like that. But anyway, he is telling me that the snow is so deep in the valleys that it's almost, you can almost go peak to peak in a lot of places. And I had been trying to pray for him to get water for his horses and his ranch. And he said, you can stop now because we got plenty of it. But all of this stuff is going to melt. Now, I've told you many, many times that they're going to still blow those dams in California, Oroville, and all of that. And you wait until all of the snow starts to melt. And then you wait and you see it come down to Missouri, and you come down the Mississippi, and all of this stuff, we're going to see what we've seen before, okay? We're going to see on the Missouri and the Mississippi, you're going to see the potential for the old coffins to be floating down the river again. You're going to see the potential where the on the Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas area right up there in the corner where they got a nuclear power plant up there where that thing floods, and then you get down to at one point where they got down to at that plant where they only had about another week of diesel fuel left to run the generator. And you get to the point where all this stuff goes down and it's going to cause massive outages. And then in the midst of all of that, you see, you can still have Russian Spetsnaz or Chinese restaurant workers, okay, or Iranian Joes or Ahmeds, Ahmed Sanchez, that have already come back up through the border. Thousands and thousands of people have already come across, and those that got across now are being released. And they got to be released so, on one hand, they can become Democratic voters, you see? So they can vote you out and they can vote laws against Christians, against white males, you see, against white women, and make it all about being somebody else, okay? Make it all about being socialism and all of that. But you see, that is where we're headed. And then today now, we've been in a state of emergency since 1933, and all of a sudden Congress, who in the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 has been in 1933, basically created the executive dictatorship when they had their dictator, when they had their socialist Roosevelt in, okay? And when they had all the fellow travelers up in there, and they were going for the big revolution back then, all right? And then that was stopped at a certain point in time. And I believe it was stopped with the, what was the NRA back then? The National Recovery Act. And there was a case, and you can look it up, I believe it's Schechter Poultry versus the NRA, and at some point in time, somebody stopped the ball game, you see? And then, so what do they have to do? Bingo! World War II, you see? World War II. Float the bubble up, write some more blank checks, and we ain't never quit since then. And the same people are running the show at the top, the Luciferian scumbags, who then use the isms against each other and all of the different things, you see. But I'm going to tell you what, if you saw the people on TV getting down and...
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive Radio Network. bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net. That's the number 2Thrive.net. And you can go to innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com, innerfood.com, and you can get the herbal tinctures because you're going to need to take control of your own type of medical and health issues. You can get the Innerfood where you can get a basic shake or two a day. It can provide you with the basic nutrients you need and help you stretch any canned goods or long-term storage food, which you should be still stocking. And every day we have some new reason that is right in your face that you've got to see it and you've got to understand it. You've got to not back away from it. You've got to keep on one more increment of food, another amount of water stored properly. And you can get aerobic 7 oxygen type products that can do it. And that will give you like up to 5 years, you know, in a container that's sealed. You know, like a small drum or barrel type thing, or in the water blocks, or however you want to stack it. It can also be done in regular gallon jugs, old water jugs, and that kind of stuff. And then you can do it in many different ways, but you got to look all this up, and you got to see how many exact drops of unscented bleach you can do it that way. You've got other types of things that you can use. But you need to be getting water purification type things, like the Berkey Light type filters, all of that type of stuff, all right? But you can reach Inner Health Botanicals and get the Inner Food or the meal replacement powders or the herbal tinctures or the 40-day, 40-night organic food pails, whatever it is that you need to put back in your larders and your storage for what is getting ready to come, I think, pretty doggone quickly, okay? Now, that is what you need to be looking at. Now, you want to keep old Hawk in the game? You want to keep me striking blows against Lucy? You want to keep me saying things that gets me knocked off the air when other people could go on and talk for days and they never have any problem? Because it never hits the nail right on the current head exactly. It goes around the bend on it. It goes around the corner. And, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, it's not my thing. I'm not pushing the button. Neither is my radio guy or the satellite uplink man is not pushing that button. But here's the deal. You want to keep Bold Hawk in the mix? You want to keep me hit Lucy in the shin with all that? Believe me, anything can be that you can send can be most put to work and used and is needed. It could be gold, it could be silver, it could be Federal Reserve notes. Be a check, could be a money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And hello out there to RG and all kind of good folks. And good to hear from you. And all the different people in New York and in Florida, around the Jacksonville area, all the good folks. And oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the Iowa people are good. And all of them, the North Carolina people, the North Dallas people, the old Warm Soul Drive buddy, all of you out there. God bless you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this to you, and let me tell you, just take a moment here, and I want to thank Lord Jesus for all that he did for Sister Cheryl. And Sister Cheryl lived in Arkansas, and she listened to the show here, I think since about 2004, she started listening in 204, 205. And we used to, she used to have me to pray for her, and then I used to have you guys pray for her. And at a certain point in time, it was such a blessing from Lord Jesus to who we prayed that she got a remission on her cancer back then and had a remission for a number of years. And then it started to come back and what have you. But she, God bless her, she passed away. And she went to be with Lord Jesus. Jesus called her this past weekend. Now, I know that she made it to heaven because I could just sense it. It was like no more pain, no more travail, no more anything negative. She had the glory, the full glory of being in heaven with Lord Jesus for everlasting life. And I want to thank her for being a friend of the old show, and I want to thank all of you for praying, Cheryl, because I'll tell you what, she got at least 14 to 15 more years of life, and she got it because she was strong with Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus was strong with her, and if you don't have that relationship, then you should repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And I'm going to tell you what. You read John 14, he'll tell you how to pray to him. You read him in all the other items, he'll tell you how to pray the Lord's Prayer. He'll give you and tell you that he has given you the power over serpents and scorpions and the power of the evil one. Okay? And we got to quit being sissy-wussy Christians, and we got to stand up and be who we are and take control of our lives and to let people know that, by golly, we're Christians here and we believe in Lord Jesus. I know two ways about it. We ain't going to go into some Luciferian night, socialistic piece of crap, nightmare, okay? And we're going to stand up against evil from wherever it comes, whether it comes from totalitarians in the federal government, whether it comes from a red Chinese invasion, whether it comes from Russians that are already here that could still blow these power plants, okay? You get 19 power substations, and you can knock out the entire power grid of the United States. Little Kim been playing around with his old codes, and they do these codes all the time. The Russians and Argentines, all of them. It's not like all of a sudden a set of codes come out. They always are, you know, processing numbered codes and alphanumerics and at birth transmissions. And there's all kind of stuff that you can't hear, but there's stuff that you can. So consequently, you know, those who followed this show for a long time, you can recall when I used to work with a river pirate all those years. We tracked everything when you could still get it back then. Propagation is terrible today. Propagation meaning being able to pick up on the HF radio communications, right? Like you used to be able to with the bounce from all over the world. We used to follow almost every single thing every day of the military, of the major military channels, and some of the ones that ain't basic. And we used to parse it out and look at it, and I used to give you some great, interesting information based on that back then. And stuff that was in the clear that never should have been in the clear. Old Dark Devil Hunter was talking in the clear one time from the old AF2 back then. But this ain't all the only things going on here, ladies and gentlemen, that in America. Let me just put you with this. Here's the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC. Current event notification report, March 13, 2019. And this was down at, in Oklahoma, at the, what's the name of that thing? It's in Hominy, Oklahoma. And it's a nuclear power plant down there. And the licensee, I guess, was Fisher Wireline Services. The organization is OKDEQ Rad Management. So it's some kind of a nuclear power plant down there. Well, anyway, They were informed, Department of Environmental Quality in Oklahoma was informed that they were, that Fisher Wireline Services had been a victim, listen to me, of an email hack which resulted in emails sent to the licensee being diverted to an unauthorized account. And that included emails from the National Source Tracking System to the licensee regarding their annual source reconciliation. It appears the email has been compromised since October 17th, 2018. Now, you see, that tells you right there that somebody is getting into the under drawers of the nuclear power plants without them necessarily being aware of it until later on they find out, oh, they've been hacked since 2018. All right? Now, you also see that Facebook, although they confirmed they were not hacked, Facebook, Instagram, the Messenger service, all of that, all of the stuff that supposedly they're being investigated criminally about as well as civilly, where they've been taking all of your data and giving it all up, and then, you know, I'll tell you what, they're giving it up to all kinds of different people. And then all of those kind of people are in bed with the red Chinese. Just like Google. U.S. Generals are saying that Google is favoring Red China. So why would you ever use Google ever again? Why use Google and feed their artificial intelligence, you know, algorithm for you ever again? And I'm just saying it right out. Use another search engine. I don't care what it is. And, you know, none of them are safe completely because this thing is not going to go the way that you think it's always supposed to have been going. And then today, we got the Senate. We got thousands of people pouring across the border, and they're being released. They're being released. And I would tell you that if Trump doesn't get any more money, can't get the wall built, which it doesn't look that he can do, because even the Republicans, all of them guys taking the money, no doubt, from all the big cash people like the Koch brothers, like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of those people who want to flood the United States, want to flood it with migrants, with migration, and flood it, and then wipe out all of the, you know, first, second, third, fourth, all of the Bill of Rights, and wipe out the Constitution, and overwhelm the whole system with the Cloud and Piven kind of an overwhelm, like the old Joker cat wanted to do, because you know what? He's still in the driver's seat with the front man Soros feeding money into that stuff, and they still are no doubt probably taking orders, you know, along with Valerie Jarrett, you see, and giving orders to some of the Spetsnaz that were hired, okay, by Obama. You know, and he could told the old Medvedev, Dev Led, that we'll have a lot more flexibility after I won the election. Well, he's got it, and they won it, and now they've been after Trump. And all of the information that's coming out, you see, is now pointing to everything we've been talking about for the last year. Everything Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Hannity and all of the people and Nunez and the, what's his name from Ohio, the guy who's the wrestler, Jim Jordan, and all of the good people, Bongino and Dean Perino, and all the people who've written the books, Greg Jarrett, all the different people, when it was in the midst of the public eye. And that's when President Trump, in my opinion, tried to make a deal to keep the thing under wraps and to get his kids off the hook. Now the Southern District of New York is going whole hog against all of his family, every deal that he's ever had in the whole nine yards, and now the Republicans have turned on him, all under the guise, you see. All under the guise of what? All under the guise of, oh, it's a good Constitution. Well, Congress indicated in 33. And you can look it out, and you can read all about it in the Congressional Record if you can find one anymore. I like the ones that were printed in books, hardbound books, but you can't see them either. But now, let me just say this, is that all of that stuff is coming to pass. And then in 76, they re-upped the ante. They changed it a little bit, but they acknowledged back then when they had old Jimmy Carter in there, you know, And incidentally, that was also at the time when the Russians beat the pants off of us in space and knocked out the moon base in the Battle of the Harvest Moon. And that's when the Russians had nuclear devices around the United States and had us, you know, in a deep tight place. And that's when Ronald Reagan, later on, when he began, he started developing the secret power plants and stuff and trying to put the power plants in and doing the Star Wars type technology, which caused Russia to spend more money than what they had. But we then clandestinely, covertly caught up a great deal. And we then went back into the breakaway republic stuff and all of that and utilized it. And people tell me, talk, don't talk about TR-3Bs or any of that stuff, because they don't believe in them, all right? But I'm telling you, that stuff is real, but it is very narrowly held, and it is in the corporate bailiwick. So it depends on who the corporations are for. It depends on who the corporations in that aspect of what they're doing. Are they beholden to banks? Are they beholden to loose for themselves? Who are they in league with off-planet in different mining operations, things like that? So I'm just telling you, President Trump should have declassified everything, and he still should do it right today. Instead of drib-drabbing out by people in the Congress who are putting it into the congressional record, Strzok and Page's stuff is now you can finally see a transcript. Because once they put it in on the House floor, they put it in the record, they can't get penalized for that, you see. And then it becomes public record, then everybody can read it. But I'm going to tell you, you know, there was an article here the other day also, Damascus to become a ruinous heap. Syria threatens to attack the Golan Heights. And Israel prepares for war. Well, the Syrians and the Iranians, apparently, these two Fahir 5 missiles or rockets that were shot at Tel Aviv today, where the sirens went off, they opened the shelters the whole nine yards. Incidentally, they have in their cities and even in their kibbutzim and all the different little towns, they've all got public shelters, and everybody has been issued a gas mask with the proper NBC quality filter. They have water, food stored in their own homes and in the shelters. Some of them, if they don't have a public shelter, have one in their own homes and stay there. But everybody has got their own issued gas mask, and many times they've got their own NBC suits, you know, Tyvek and all the whole nine yards too. And consequently, they're ready to go to war because they have to be. You know, and we're sitting here, and we don't have the missile defense. The Pentagon is buying the Iron Dome system. The Iron Dome was created with U.S. taxpayer money, loaned to Israel, and then assisted them in developing it. But the U.S. doesn't have that. Whether Quayle's friend and the people that I also have had experience with, the mighty men and women of valor, the MMB, the head general of that told Quayle, we're open from above, we're open from below, we're open from all the sides. America's open for, you know, attack. He said, we can stop a few of the things, but we can't stop them all. So you had better get ready. You better get ready, and you better get ready for stuff where you're trying to figure out how to get water, just like the people in Venezuela did. Why don't you identify a couple of other water sources, local ponds, streams, springs, different things, swimming pools, but then you need to get the Berkey purification systems or the top quality pure, but you need to get filtration systems or the filters in the purification systems because they're different from a trail filter where you're up on a mountain stream that likely just has, you know, protozoa and has bacteria in it as opposed to viruses. But you need to get something that will take care of viruses. And then you need to be redundant on water. You need to have water storage facilities, and you need to have water transport, you know. You can get the 5-gallon buckets and put a spin-on lid that tightens up carry water in those. You can also, there are other, like, clear plastic collapsible jugs you can put in your backpack or your bug-out bag, your rucksack. But that's the kind of stuff you're going to need, and you're going to need to think like a refugee, because if the lights go out in the city, you know, you see what I'm saying? When the lights go out on this power grid, then this thing goes up for grabs, and then just like Maduro has got his colectivos, the motorcycle gangs are his enforcers. He let a whole bunch of people out of prison and put them in uniform, all right, to make sure he had a secondary army or a third army to protect him. Well, let me tell you this. You're going to see the gangs, the street gangs, motorcycle gangs, the mafia. See, there's even the war now where they took out Frankie Boy Colley, you know, on Staten Island, you know, the Gambino family. And quite frankly, it's kind of interesting they took him out because there's another faction. But you also have the Bonanno family. You have Carmine Persico. He just died not long ago, months ago. He was the head of the Bonanno family. He died in prison. Now, you see, there's all this other stuff going down, you see. And there's other people who would like to take over territory. You got all the Russian mobs. You got all of the different mobs that you can do, the Mexican cartels, all these people. They want the territories, and you got the Young Turks who want to come up and take the stuff over, you know. But all of that disrupts the system and creates more and more chaos. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but there's going to be more of it. And old little Kim could still drop the two EMP nukes right out of the popcorn out of the two satellites. And he could drop them right over Nebraska, you know, or western Kansas, and pop the whole entire grid. Or the Ruskies who are here, or the Iranians who are here, the Ahmed Sanchez's that came up through the, you know, through the old Comanche Trail I told you about years ago. We had people watching them come up and seeing the Koran being left, all the stuff. I told you about the different ones where somebody was involved over there in New Mexico and Deming or wherever, remember? And then they took over a facility and somebody was going to do that. And that was going to be the control base for the people coming in to then make forays and go take out bases, military bases. But you see, we may have put some kibosh on that. And then for the people that are able to get the video out showing Middle Eastern people in military clothing coming across the border. So I'm telling you, this is no time to lay and lollygag around. Oh, yeah, go get your Dairy Queen now and then. Go out to eat, go out to supper, go to a movie and all of that stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, you better carry your concealed weapon with you. You're liable to pop out of the movie and you're liable to hear the old air raid sirens going off in your neighborhood. Or you're liable to see the lights go down, and like a lot of people have experienced of late. And right now they're experiencing it, and the flooding and all the stuff happening. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then in the midst of all of this, too, President Trump is doing what? He's going for the budget cuts, the big budget cuts. And that just with old Romney and Paul Ryan, the failed jerk bosses that didn't win. Isn't that what they were pushing, the budget cuts? And now, you know, I'm old. I have to be on Medicare because I'm not rich, you know. And now all the things they're doing, they're going to cut off all the stuff. I'm not going to have the money probably for what they're talking about to even be able to buy the drugs, even with an insurance policy for the Part D. Because the prices are going to go up. All they say they're going to go down, but no, it ain't going to go that way. They're going to cut any money out. They're going to cut any of the stuff out. So basically what you're going to do is introduce the Paul Ryan, Romney corporate bullcrap that, you know, Trump said he would never do. Because he knows and he's smart enough to understand that it ain't enough to have everybody at the country club happy. Because the people are the ones that have been destroyed by all the Congresses and the presidents for the past 20, 30 years. Reagan brought us back for a while, and then they shot him, didn't they? Right? And then stuff changed then, didn't it? And then we went to back to, well, we've got to cut the deficit, the budget. Well, let me tell you something. The true debt obligations of the United States government are not $20 trillion. They're closer to $240 trillion. They can never be paid off. That debt can never be paid off. You could take every piece of property in the United States, every stock market account, every bond account, every IRA, every 401k, every savings account, your kid's piggy bank, the entire nine yards, and you cannot pay that money off. It's an upright debt spike, so guess what? You're going to have a reset, aren't you? You're going to have some kind of a cyber attack or EMP or war, and the grid is going to go down, and it's going to wipe away all of the financial markets, and the only people are going to have any money or any kind of thing are those that are holding physical gold, silver, platinum, palladium, which, incidentally, as Brother Quayle pointed out on SteveQuayle.com in a comment, one of his sites, okay, that quite frankly, you've got a scenario where you have, trying to think here, I don't know, I lost the train of thought. The budget cuts. Anyway, you got a scenario where, you know, the gold and the silver, and Brother Quayle stated on his little thing, he said that the gold fusion was done with palladium and platinum, and that the people who are able to do that have basically been discredited, and then one of them was killed. The guy who took it and ran with it was killed, but that's still ongoing. And then I'm going to tell you this, you go back to the old river pirate, and the river pirate was on that little atoll out in the middle of the Pacific, and saw a particular zero halibut type, shiny silver like suitcase size thing with a weird black symbol on the side of it, like an alien hieroglyph symbol, and that ran the entire undersea bed floor, magnificent heat. 2-3 football fields wide and miles long, 40-foot high ceilings that had UFOs and genetic research and weapons research and laser and all the different type of research that had white jacket or white coats and U.S., you know, military and DARPA scientists plus Nazis and plus younger people that probably were either sons of Nazis or clones or whoever. And then also the fact that that was a joint base with some of the aliens or some of the fallen angels or hybrid types, too. So I'm going to tell you what. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, which you're in that world, but you split from their program of evil. Strike blows against the Luciferians tonight. Put them out of commission. Mighty men and women of valor, please do it. And I'll tell you, Fandango Rangers and Mickey the Fool, you're in the good book. An old crazy horse lives on the backside of the Wasatch. Well, God bless him. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may you prepare. Good night.